This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is impulsive belief.
主耶稣讲撒种的比喻，指的这个种子是神的道。
Jesus used the parable of the sowers as the word of God.
那种子所撒下去的地方呢？第一种就是路旁的。
There are a few places where the seeds have been sowed. One of them is along the path.
我们有把它阐明有关人慌忙的生活，好像呢一条马路一样。
We have explained that in the way that humans are living in a busy life.
因为人的心呢随着忙碌会忽略了神的道理。
Because when a person is busy, he might ignore the word of God.
那还有小鸟也会把种子吃掉。
And also the birds might eat the seeds up.
那么也就是说，主耶稣在提醒听到的人要防备魔鬼的破坏。
That is to be aware of the devils from devouring us.
那第二种呢？就是种子落在这个土泉的土地这个石头上。
The second kind is where the seeds fell on the rock.
虽然发芽很快。
Even though the seed could sprang up quickly.
但是呢，却没有扎根，因此呢，太阳一出来就很快枯干了。
However, it will soon dry up because it's not rooted.
那这一种呢，我们把它阐明为冲动的信仰。
And this kind of seed we treat it as an impulsive belief.
也就是说，人听到神的道理以后呢，很高兴的，很快的就接受了。
That is to say, upon hearing a belief, that many people will come to believe it quickly.
但是没有打好信仰的根基啊。
However, the foundations of the belief was not well rooted.
那么在信仰的道路上啊，碰到挫折，有一些困难的事情发生呢，就跌倒了。
Along our way of belief, because of our weakness, we fell.
我们请看马太福音13:20-21。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 20-21.
马太福音13:20-21。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 20-21.
撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受。21。
21.
主因为心里没有根，不过是暂时的，及至为道遭受了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。主耶稣在这边解释，种子落在第二种的，就是石头地上。
Here Jesus explained that the second kind of seed that fell on the ground is the one that fell on rocky places.
这也就是说，人听了道理很高兴就接受了。
That is, people might hear the word and receive it happily.
但是一直没有办法打好根基啊。
However, there wasn't any chance for it to be rooted.
好像呢，这个树没有根一样的。
As if a tree that is without root.
那当然很快就会枯干，就会跌倒。
Of course, soon it will dry up and fell.
当然呢，人在世界上不可能一辈子一帆风顺。
Of course, in our life in this world, it might not be peaceful all the time.
人在这个世界上总会遇到一些困难的事情。
In this world we live, we might encounter many difficulties in our life.
有的呢，在经济上没有困难，但是呢，在身体方面就有困难。
Some people might not have any difficulties in their finance, but they might have difficulty in their health.
但是人对这些事情没有困难，还有其他的困难。
Even if people who do not have problem in these areas, they might have some of the problems.
当然呢，每个人的环境都不一样。
Of course, the surroundings and environments that we are in are different, varied by each individuals.
因为每个人的信仰也会经受不同的环境的考验。
Because everyone's belief has to undergo different kind of trials.
那这种冲动的信仰呢，往往经不起考验。
And the kind that is impulsive, that are not able to go through trials.
实际上，一个人冲动呢，也并不是说不好。
As a matter of fact, for a person to be impulsive is not totally no good.
有的人因为情感的冲动，他可以去做很多的事情。
Some people maybe because of their emotional impulsion, they might do something.
别人不敢做的，他敢去做。
There are things that others dare not do, and he dares to do.
因为他有这一股冲动。
Because he has the impulsiveness.
所以情感的冲动呢，可以促进人去完成很多事情。
So emotional impulsiveness will push someone to perform something.
但是往往呢，不能够保持很长的时间。
However, it always does not last long.
所以有的人接受主耶稣的道理呢，也是有一股冲动。
So for some people to accept the word of Jesus, it might be out of their impulsiveness.
好像主耶稣在这边所提到的，种子撒在石头地上。
Just like when Jesus said the seed fell on the rocky places.
那实际上主耶稣在世的时候所拣选的门徒呢，也不少的人有这种情感的冲动。
As a matter of fact, some of the disciples that Jesus has chosen, they came to believe in Jesus out of their impulsiveness.
但是主耶稣发现他们这样以后呢，就渐渐给他们改良。
Upon discovering their impulsiveness, Jesus was trying to change them.
这借着真理的造就，继续造就，让他们在信仰上有根基。
Through the cultivation of the truth, Jesus is trying to root their foundations of their faith.
因此呢，就不会受到情感的冲动与环境的影响，来影响到他的信仰。
So that one's belief will not be influenced by the circumstances.
同样的，我们今天呢，在神的家中，教会也是主耶稣呢，盼望我们每一个人都有信仰的根基。
In the same token, as we are in the church today, we must have our faith rooted.
好像一棵很大的树啊，扎根打得很深，经得起考验的。
Just like a big tree that is deep rooted that can withstand much trials.
无论太阳多大，风多大，雨多大，都不会倒塌的。
It does not matter how immense the wind, the storm will be.
那这种经得起考验的信仰是神所欣赏的。
And the belief that will withstand such a trial will be God pleasing.
那么人人呢？有这种情感的冲动，有时候跟他的年纪也有关系的。
And for a person to have such an impulsiveness in belief, it has something to do with age sometimes.
在年幼的时候比较会冲动。
For those younger people might have such a intensity.
但渐渐年纪越来越大，这种冲劲呢就会减低。
As person grows older, such an impulsiveness will grow lesser.
那有时候呢，跟一个人的性情也有关系的。
But sometimes it has to do with a person's emotion.
或者是跟人的血型也有关系的。
And sometimes it might have to do with a person's blood type.
但这并不是说永远不改变的。
But this is not a definite thing.
人所受的教育、所处的环境都会改变一个人的个性。
The educations that a person receives and the environments that he's in determines how he will be.
当然呢，圣灵更有力量呢，能够改造一个人的心。
Of course, Holy Spirit will change a person's heart easier.
那么我们要怎样才能够成为扎根的信仰呢？
So how can we obtain such a rooted faith?
像这种土钱的这个石头地呢，也可以经营的。
And even such a rocky places can be well managed.
有的人呢，他所买的一块地，石头很多，还是可以除掉石头的。
Even some people bought a land that is filled with rocks, and it still can be managed to be changed.
去挖松了泥土啊，还是可以耕种的。
Once you loosen up the soil and the rock, it can grow plants again.
当然呢，每个人呢所用的方法也许不太一样。
Of course, the methods that everyone uses varies.
但是底下有几样的方法呢，给大家做参考。
And there are several methods that I would like to share with everyone.
如果我们是属于冲动型的这种信仰
if we belong to the kind of people that believe impulsively,
我们呢也可以去改良它。
We can change ourselves too.
啊，第一点要给大家做参考的就是放弃成见。
And first of your references, you have to abandon your opinions.
人很容易呢啊接受第一手的资料。
And we tend to accept the first thing that comes into our ear.
所以一般呢啊先传达信息的那一位呢比较有力量来说服别人。
And usually for the first person who passed the words is the most, it tends to be the most believable.
因此呢啊这种第一次讲的人呢很可能会成为很多人的一种成见。
So much so that the opinion of this first person that tells you the matter will make you to believe it.
但这种成见呢如果一直下去呢不一定是对的。
However, such an biased opinion will become your concept.
所以冲动的信仰呢，如果不放弃成见的话呢，可能啊，这个信仰就没有根了。
So for such an impulsive belief, if you don't abandon such a biased opinion on it, and you will never succeed in many ways.
我们请参看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5,
21节。
Verse 21.
提摩太前书第五章21节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21.
新约圣经300页，提摩太前书五章21节。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前祝福你。要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。传道者保罗对一个年轻的传道者提摩太说啊。
Paul as a disciple told Timothy.
说他蒙神拣选，然后呢告诉他很重要的话，要他好好遵守。
And he said he's the elect of God that he has to keep those instructions.
因为提摩太是一个比较经验比较少的年轻的传道者。
Because Timothy is the one with less experience as a minister.
尤其在教会行政工作上呢，不可有成见。
Especially in the area of church work, one should not bear partiality.
如果有成见有偏心呢，处理都就不好。
With partiality and favoritism, it will be hard to deal with things.
那么如果呢，有人先讲给他听，可能呢，他就会认为这个是对的。
Maybe someone trying to tell you something and you think it's right.
就成为他的成见。
And it becomes your partiality.
所以在箴言里面有这么提到。
So in Proverbs, it did mention.
先述情由，述乎有理呀。先讲的啊，你听起来，哎，对对对，有理。
For the first one to say it, it might sound right.
啊，这是啊，很自然的事情。
This is something natural to happen.
所以先说的啊，先听到他的，都好像都有理。
So for the first one who hear about it, he might think that is justifiable.
那就容易成为一个人的啊，这种啊观念。
And it could be easily become.Part of your concepts about things.
其实呢，多听几个呢，又不一样的。
However, if you try to listen to the same matter from different person, it might vary.
所以人很容易呢，有这种定型的这种成见。
And that's the reason why opinions can fix a person on his concepts.
那么有冲动信仰的呢，要放弃成见才能够得到改良的。
For those who believe impulsively, they have to abandon their partiality on their opinions.
在一篇文章里面呢，记载有一个小镇啊。
In an essay that wrote about a little town.
人口不多，这里的人很善良，很诚实。
There isn't much population to it, and however, the people there were honest.
大部分呢，都彼此都认识的。
And many people, they know each other.
但后来呢，在这个镇里面呢，啊。有人来盖了一栋房子，很特别呀。
But later on in the town, there was someone came to the town and built a building that is special.
那这栋房子快完除之前呢，镇里的人都说啊，这开这栋房子的主人一定是很有钱的，很有地位的。
Before the completion of such a building, that many people think that the person who builds this house must be of someone wealthy.
所以镇里的人非常高兴啊，我们可以分受他的荣耀。
And many people were so glad that they can be able to share with the person's glory.
那完成以后呢，搬进来的主人是谁呢？
So after the house was completed, who was the one who moved in?
是一位很高尚的女士带一个小孩。
It was a noble lady that has a child.
人口非常简单。
They have only a few members.
所以整个镇里面的人呢，对这个女士跟她的孩子呢印象非常好。
So all the people in the town have having good impression about this noble lady and her child.
说我们镇上终于有这么高贵的人居住在里面。
They were amazed at how why did we have such a noble person that lived in our little town.
那后来呢，这个女士在镇上无论走到哪里，大家都对她恭恭敬敬的。
And no matter where this lady traveled in the town, many people will pay respect to her.
但是有一天呢，这个镇上的人又发现。
However, one day, some of the people in the town found out.
因为有一个神父来找她。
They found out a gentleman came to meet her.
没有多久呢，这个神父呢又离开了。
And not long after this gentleman left,
镇上的人就说啊，大概是他的先生是一个事业家，是一个官员，非常忙的人。
And some of the people in the town were saying this person probably was his her husband, and he must be busy that he come and go.
但是在经过不久，又有一个神父来找他。
And not long after, there was another gentleman came.
那镇上的人的观念就渐渐改变。
And it gradually changed the way the people in the town think.
奇怪，这个女士怎么有两个男人？
They were saying, strangely enough, why this woman has two husbands?
就一直呢，从坏的方面来想。
And then they kept on thinking in the bad way.
就渐渐的对这个女士呢印象改变，说大概不是一个很好的人。
And gradually, they think that this lady isn't someone good.
后来又发现他这个小孩呢，出来以后呢，那一天呢，很长的时间不能进去。
And they also found out that when the gentleman came and meet her, her child wasn't able to get into the house for a long time.
好几次去敲门，他妈妈都没有开门。
And many times when this child knocked at the door, the lady did not come out and get the door for her.
那后来呢，又渐渐发现呢，他的小孩一出来呢，这个时间就很长不能进去。
And so they found out that this children could not enter the home for a long time.
当然呢，这个小孩呢就没有办法来照顾自己。
And the child was not able to take care of himself.
那镇上的人就对这位女士的批评就很不好听。
And many people begin to have bad opinions about this lady.
等到有一天呢，终于有人宣布说这个女士已经离世了。
Until one day, someone announced that this lady has passed away.
大家才知道。
So everyone came to know.
因为呢，她有得到一种病，没有办法医治的。
Because she has, contracted a terminal disease.
那么这种病一旦发作呢，非常痛苦。她不忍心让她这个小孩，唯一的小孩看到。
Once the sickness strike, symptoms strike, it will be very unbearable that she would not like her child to see it.
所以在要发作之前呢，一定叫他的小孩出去。
So before the symptoms outbreak, she always asked the child to go out.
他这个小孩非常乖。
And this child is indeed a good child.
说你要回来敲门，如果妈妈没有开门，你就再出去，不要再进来。
She told the child that if you knock at the door and I did not get it, I did not open the door, you just wait there.
每一次都要等到这个女士她的啊这这种病呢啊已经稳定下去了，她才能够呢开门让她的小孩进来，不要让她的小孩看到她这种痛苦的情形。
Every time she will wait till her symptoms passed away, then she will get the door for her child.
那后来镇上的人也知道，经常来看她的一个男人，一个是她的医生。
And later on, people in the town found out that one of the gentlemen that came and met her was indeed her husband.
还有一个呢，就是他的律师。
Excuse me, one of them is the doctor, and another gentleman was the lawyer.
是替他来处理他的家庭家产的事情。
The lawyer was to take care all of the inheritance.
那他呢？会把他的小孩呢啊叫出外面，就是因为他有这种奇怪的病。
So the reason why she asked the child to stay outside is because she has such a strange disease.
那镇上的人知道这种情形以后啊，就为他难过，就说他是一个好人。
So after everyone come to know that she suffered from such an illness, and everybody become compassionate for her.
那么也就是说，镇上的人对他的看法呢，改变很，很大。
So you could see such a big changes, of the concepts of the people in the town.
所以人的成见呢，如果不放弃呢，就没有办法来改良他的信仰。
So if we don't abandon our bias on our opinions about things, then we will never, grow.
所以冲动的信仰还是可以改良的。
So that impulsive belief can be changed.
第二点给大家做参考的，就能够就是要真心悔改，就能够改良的。
The second matter for reference is for those who have the true heart to change themselves.
当年苏西约翰出来传道理的时候
，Of course, when John the Baptist came into ministry,
他的口号就是神国近呐。
And his slogan is God's kingdom is near.
能够接受他的道理啊，神的国要实现在他的内心。
And for those who receive the word of God will have the word of God dwell in him.
能够成为这样的神国在内心的情形呢，必须要悔改。
So how in order to have the heavenly kingdom dwell in one's heart, one has to repent.
我们请看马太福音第三章二节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3 verse 2.
马太福音三章二节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 2.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。苏西约翰所传道理的内容非常简单。
The message that John the Baptist is putting across is simple.
犹太人对神国非常的羡慕。
The Jewish is indeed they indeed admire the kingdom of heavenly kingdom very much.
只要真心悔改，天国就属于他们的。
As long as they truly repent themselves, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
我们再看第八节。
Let's continue reading verse 8.
你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。第九节
，verse 9，
不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起祖孙来。约翰在这边说，悔改跟结果子呢要相配合。
John says over here, that out of these stones God can raise up children of Abraham.
那么也就是说，种子撒下去，真心悔改、领受真道的人呢，会渐渐长大结果子啊。
Excuse me, it should be produce fruit in keeping the with repentance, which means to say that one will receive the word of God and grow.
所以犹太人不要有这种成见，不要以为有他们的祖先亚伯拉罕是神所祝福的。
So the Jewish should not have such a concept that because their ancestor is Abraham, and so that they can be saved.
那犹太人是亚伯拉罕的祖孙，不用悔改。
So Abraham,
犹太人是亚伯拉罕的祖孙，不用悔改。
So since the Jewish is the descendant of Abraham, therefore they do not have to repent.
但是约翰说错了。
But John the Baptist said it's wrong.
如果不真心悔改，一直下去的话
，because if they don't repent truthfully,
他说神要从这些石头当中兴起亚伯拉罕的祖孙
，and God shall raise the children of Abraham out of those stones.
犹太人以外的人，他们的心好像石头这么硬，不可能接受神的道理。
Anyone other than the Jewish race.Their hearts are hardened and they cannot accept the word of God.
好像种子落在石头地上不可能呢成长。
Just like a seed that fell on the rocky places that will not spring up.
但是不一定，如果他们真心悔改的话还是可以成长的。
But that's not definite because if they truly repent, they will definitely grow.
那么接下来主耶稣出来传福音呢也是同样的口号。
Later on, when Jesus cameinto ministry, he also bears the same slogan.
要能够成为真信仰，能够承受天国的人，要真心悔改。
In order to receive the truth and also uphold the truth, a person must repent truthfully.
请看马太福音第四章十七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 7.
十七节。
Excuse me, verse 17.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改。
Here,
耶稣传福音的口号跟施洗约翰一样的。
So, Jesus said over here, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near, which is the same as what John the Baptist has said.
所以我们的内心要成为神国天国呢能够很接近呢真心悔改很重要。
Therefore, in order for our heart to transform into the kingdom of heaven, our truthful repentance is required.
所以有的人要接受洗礼之前真心悔改啊。
Therefore, and that's the reason why when people are receiving, before they receive the baptism, they repent truthfully.
那么他在信仰上呢，就渐渐的进步，会打好根基的。
And gradually, his faith will grow and will.Rooted properly.
好像呢种子能够发芽又扎根一直的成长一样。
And just like a plant that root and spring up.
当年使徒保罗呢出来传福音也是这么强调的。
So when Paul in his ministry, he also emphasized the same thing.
我们请看使徒行传二十六章二十节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26 verse 20.
使徒行传二十六章二十节
Acts chapter 26 verse 20
先在大马色后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦劝勉他们应当悔改归向神行事以悔改的心相称保罗蒙主耶稣拣选的时候在大马色
So when Paul was chosen by Jesus he was at Damascus
在那时候他就开始来见证耶稣的道理。
At that time, he began to testify for the word of Jesus.
后来在耶路撒冷后来犹太全地。
From Jerusalem to Judea.
后来呢到外邦就是犹太人以外的 那地区去了。
Later to the Gentiles, anyone that is other than the Jewish.
他到处劝勉人悔改，悔改归向神。
He preached everywhere to ask everyone's repentance and turn to God.
行为跟悔改呢有相称。
And the deed is indeed matched by their repentance.
所以刚接受也许是一种情感的冲动。
So for some people,
刚接受这个信仰的时候，也许是一种情感的冲动。
For some people to accept their beliefs, it might be out of their impulsiveness.
但是他有真心悔改，行为改变。
However, if a person who repents truthfully and change her deeds,
那就在信仰上呢，就会渐渐打好根基呀。
And they will gradually build up their foundation in their faith.
渐渐的会把旧人，就是还没信主的那种情形，渐渐舍弃。
And slowly they will abandon the deeds they were doing before they come to believe.
那么在基督里面呢，能够让基督的生命在他里面呢一直的成长。
So that the Christ will grow in his heart.
所以保罗曾经阐明洗礼的道理，这么说啊。
Therefore, Paul, he has said.
说我们受洗是与主耶稣同死同埋葬。
He said, for us to baptize is to bury together with Christ.
那么洗礼起来就跟基督同复活。
And after the baptism, we resurrect just like the Christ.
就开始进入有新生的生活。
And we will be renewed and have a new life.
那么就会渐渐的成长。
And will gradually grow.
那么要达到这种情形呢，非常困难。
So to reach such kind of stage is indeed difficult.
就是因为每个人带着肉体都有这种肉体的情感。
It is because
受环境的影响。
And a person's as long as we are in flesh, we are easily being influenced by the environment.
那么人也很容易受人的影响。
And humans are also easily influenced by other people.
但是呢。圣灵呢会比这些环境人还有其他的事情的影响力更大。
However, the greatest influence will be Holy Spirit.
因此呢，主耶稣为了爱我们，要让我们的信仰能够成长。
So that Jesus loves us so much that he will like our faith to grow.
他赐圣灵跟我们同在，帮助我们。
He bestowed us with the Holy Spirit in order to help us.
所以圣灵会致使我们肉体的情欲啊。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will make us grow.
让我们呢在神的真理上的造就呢能够渐渐进步。
So that we'll receive much edification from the Word of God.
所以圣灵呢有督着我们带领我们的这种功能啊。
And Holy Spirit has such a effect on us.In terms of the growth of our faith.
我们请看约翰福音十六章第八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 16, verse 8.
约翰福音十六章第八节。
John chapter 16, verse 8.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。他就是主的圣灵，就是保惠师要来。他就是主的圣灵，就是保惠师要来。
And he means that he is the counselor, and he will come.
那么圣灵的功能呢，要叫人认识自己是一个罪人。
The purpose of having Holy Spirit is to understand oneself that we ourselves is the sinner.
圣灵会帮助人成为一个义人。
And Holy Spirit will make a person become righteous.
那圣灵呢？也要好像一面镜子，让我们了解自己，责备自己。
The Holy Spirit is just like a piece of mirror to ourselves that we could see our weakness.
那这样呢，就能够渐渐改进，成为完全的人。
So they will gradually change and grow.
以赛亚先知在提到说，神的灵临到好像火一样。
Prophet Isaiah did mention that when Word of God come to us, it's just like
火啊，燃烧。
Just like a river that is on flame.
所以圣灵称为焚烧的灵。
And Holy Spirit is called the burning spirit.
要烧掉我们一切杂质啊。
And it will burn away our impurities.
所以圣灵呢，能够让我们的心地改良。
And Holy Spirit is able to better our heart.
有的人本来脾气不好。
Some people might not be.Might be bad in their tempers.
但经常被圣灵充满，就会改良比较温柔的。
And if they are often filled by the Holy Spirit, they will gradually change and become a better person.
本来很暴躁，好像彼得啊，脾气不好。
Like some people are so impulsive in their emotion, just like Peter.
但是圣灵跟他同在以后，就渐渐的改良。
But after Holy Spirit dwelt in him, and he gradually changed.
让他能够在信仰上扎根啊。
And he was able to be rooted in his faith.
同样的，我们能够在信仰上呢扎根啊。
At the same token, we are able to root in our faith too.
我们要放弃成见啊，能够真心悔改。
We must abandon our biased opinions and begin to grow.
靠着圣灵的力量。
Must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
就能够让我们信仰的根基呢能够打好。
So that the foundations of our faith will be well built.
再继续加上让神的真理来造就。
And we must continuously be nourished by the word of God.
请看提摩太后书第三章十六节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6.
提摩太后书第三章十六节。
Excuse me, it's 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的。十七节。
Verse 17.
叫属神的人都已完全预备行各样的善事。为什么我们信主以后要经常参加聚会听道理呢？
Why after believing in Christ we have to often attend the church services?
因为讲道理的人呢，根据圣经来阐明啊。
Because for this person who deliver the sermon,
那这些圣经的道理对我们灵性的造就很大。
And the word of God is indeed a great edification for ourselves.
能够让我们这些属神的人来渐渐完全。
It allow those who belong to the God will be gradually become perfect.
借着圣经的道理的勉励。让我们呢能够去预备行各样的善事。
Through the encouragement from the word in the Bible, they will become a better person.
所以真理的造就能够让我们信仰的根呢一直的扎下去。
The edification of the truth will allow us to grow to root continuously.
如果这些情形呢，以上这些情形呢，还是进步缓慢的话。
If under all these circumstances, we still grow slowly.
主耶稣呢，还有一个方法。
Jesus also has another method.
就是用火洗的方法。
That is to have the baptism of fire.
请看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
十一节。
Verse 11.
马太福音第三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
我是用水给你们梳洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大。我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵以火给你们梳洗。梳洗约翰在这边介绍啊。
John the Baptist were introducing here.
他说我用水给你们梳洗是要叫你们悔改。
He said the reason why I used the water to baptize you is for you to repent.
所以我们今天受洗之前能够真心悔改很重要。
Therefore, before our baptism today, we must truthfully repent.
但是约翰介绍说还有一位能力比他更大的。
However, John mentioned that there is someone else is even more powerful.
他没有资格跟他相比的。
And he is not fit to compare with him.
他说就是耶稣啊。
That is Jesus.
他说耶稣来要用圣灵以火来梳洗。
He said when Jesus comes, he will use the Holy Spirit and the fire to baptize you.
就是主的我们今天水洗以后呢，还要得圣灵的洗。还要活洗啊。
That means to say that upon receiving the baptism today, we will receive the baptism of Holy Spirit again.
水洗，圣灵的洗，每个人都要。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit and the water is indeed important.
但活洗不一定。
But the baptism of the fire is not definitely necessary.
这是主耶稣认为需要，就啊让你呢啊来接受活洗。
It is necessary only when Jesus think is necessary.
如果你的信仰一直是啊站在冲动的信仰，
if your belief is always based on impulsiveness,
那就很脆弱，经不起考验。
It is fragile, that cannot withstand much trials.
那么主耶稣很可能开始用温和啊，
so that,
来洗礼。
So Jesus will use the fire to for the baptism.
也就是说，接受主耶稣的考验、考试啊。
That is to receive the trials from Jesus.
由浅入深啊。
From shallowness to deepness.
希伯来书的作者也说，好像我们做人的儿女的要接受父母亲的管教一样。
Just like the author of the books of Hebrew also mentioned that we must receive the teachings from our parents.
那么万灵的天父啊，当然关心我们每一位。
And the heavenly Father of all mankind do concern for us.
他为了爱我们，为了要让我们信仰能够成长，所以呢也会管教我们。
Because of his love for us and also his concern of our growing, he has to let our faith grow.
当然呢，主耶稣最了解我们，也知道我们最需要的是哪一方面。
Of course, Jesus knows what we need, so he will give us whatever we need.
因此，他给每个人的课程都不太一样。
Therefore, different person will receive different kind of trials.
所以你的经验，你所遭遇的，不见得跟我一样的。
And the experience that you might have or you might have encountered will be different from mine.
啊，就是主耶稣呢，为了爱我们呢，他非常的用心呐、啊，啊，来提升我们的灵性。
And this is Jesus, in order to raise our faith, he has to do likewise.
所以这种和洗呢，对我们来说呢，能够提升我们的信心呐、啊。
And the baptism of fire is able to elevate our faith.
我们请看诗篇二十六篇第二节。
Let's turn to Psalms 26.
诗篇二十六篇第二节。
Psalm 26, verse 2.
第二节。耶和华，求你查看我，试验我，熬炼我的肺腑心肠。大卫是一个很好的人。
David is a good person.
他说：“神啊，求你查看我。”
He said, O Lord, test me.
试验我。
Try me.
还要熬炼我。
And also examine.
使他的肺腑心肠都非常美好。
So that his heart and mind will be well.
同样的，我们今天呢，在神里面呢，也跟大卫一样。
At the same token, we're just like David.
所以和喜呢，好像痛苦，但是受造就却大的。
Even the baptism of fire is difficult, but is beneficial to us.
这是主耶稣看每个人的需要是哪一方面的。
Jesus will give us this baptism of fire according to our needs.
但总是呢，能够让我们的信仰有根基呀。
However, our faith will be rooted.
不会让我们一辈子都是很冲动的人。
So that we will not be an impulsive person for the rest of our life.
有的人主耶稣就是用时间来考验他从年轻到年纪渐渐大就比较不会那么冲动的。
Some people were trialed by time. As they were younger, they were impulsive, and as they grow older, they become less.
所以主耶稣呢，为了要让我们信仰呢非常好。
So Jesus, in order to let our faith grow.
所以他必须呢来试炼我们。
And he must trial us.
他的门徒彼得呢根据他的经验谈也是这么主张的。
And a disciple of Jesus, Peter said,
请看彼得前书第四章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1.
基督既然在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。基督成为肉身的时候
，When Jesus came into flesh in this world，
是比大家都完美的。
And he is much perfect, more perfect than everyone else。
但是他为了要留下榜样。
However, he was trying to teach us.
他曾经在肉身受过苦啊。
And he has suffered in flesh.
那彼得在这边说啊，这种受苦的心智要成为基督徒的兵器。
And this heart of bearing such a such a trial must become our attitude as a Christian.
这种兵器能够维护我们的安全。
And this tool it will save us from evils.
所以在肉身受过苦的人呢，比较不会犯罪啊。
So for those who has undergone trials will be able to withstand hardships better.
他可以跟呢啊罪断绝的。
And he will be shut away from evil.
我们再看第一章第七节。
Let's also turn to chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第七节。
Excuse me, chapter 1, verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀珍贵。彼得在这边把我们的信心比喻为好像金子一样。
Peter has put up a metaphor for our faith as gold.
金子呢，从矿山开采出来，有很多的杂质。
After gold has been mined, it carries much impurities.
当然呢，在火炉里面熬炼，次数越多呢，越纯呐。
Of course, the more that is under the refinement from the fire, the more it will become, the finer it will become.
所以纯金非常宝贵。
So pure gold is precious.
纯金的信心也是很宝贵的。
And a faith that is of pure gold is precious.
所以彼得也说，试炼、火炼不是非常的事情。
So Peter said, the trial by fire is not a bad thing.
是一个很平常的事情。
That is something natural.
我们再看第四章十二节。
Let's also turn to chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章十二节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。彼得说，火炼的试验临到我们。
Peter said, those painful trials that come upon you.
不要奇怪这个，奇怪那个。
Do not be surprised about it.
不要把它当为是好像哦，非常的事情啊。
Do not regard it as something strange.
其实这是一种平常的事情。
As a matter of fact, this is something happens naturally.
就是要我们呢信仰有根基。
This is for us to grow in our faith.
要我们这一棵葡萄树呢啊，树根能够扎得很深啊。
So that we as a vine will be well rooted.
所以主耶稣在树的时候，无论对自己的门徒或者其他跟随他的人，也是非常苦心的来培养他们。
And that's the reason why Jesus spent so much effort in cultivating the people around him.
那么今天呢，也许他的种子落在我们的心地，我们成为好像属于一种冲动的信仰。
Today his seed might have fallen on in our heart, just like we receive it as impulsively.
除了我们自己要自动自发挖松泥土来经营以外
，other than we ourselves has to loosen the soil and grow our faith.
也甘心乐意接受主耶稣的。培养
We must be also have the willingness to undergo the cultivation from Jesus.
我们请参看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to
耶利米哀歌，耶利米书的后面第三章。
Let's turn to
耶利米哀歌。
Excuse me. Let's turn to Lamentations.
第三章三十二节、三十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 32 and 33.
旧约圣经964页，中文圣经964页，三十二节。
32。
主虽然使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯。33节。
33。
因为他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。主耶稣基督，天上的真神，他不愿意我们 经历很多的忧愁痛苦啊。
Our Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, does not want us to go through hardships.
好像父母亲关怀自己的子女一样。
Just like parents care for their children.
都是用诸般的慈爱怜悯来帮助自己的子女。
They use their love and kindness to help their children.
同样，我们的天父也是这样关怀我们。
And our Heavenly Father is the same. Also, he concerned for us the same way.
但是未来要让我们得到造就。
But in order for us to receive much edifications,
有时候呢，他就必须要训练我们。
Occasionally, he has to trial us.
所以这里说，他并不甘心我们受苦忧愁啊。
So here it says, he's not worried over our trial.
这表示他非常爱我们。
That means that he has great love for us.
表示他的种子呢能够发芽，能够成长。
It means to say his seed will grow and spring up.
并且能够结出果子来荣耀他的名。
And also will bear fruit and exalt his name.
那这样我们年年就成为经得起考验的一个人。
So that everyone will become a person that can withstand trials.
无论太阳，无论是淋雨，都经得起考验的。
Disregard the trial from the sun, we are able to undergo trials.